And welcome into Jags of the Round Table. The Miami Dolphins and Jacksonville Jaguars ready to go tomorrow at Everbank Field in Week 8. Let's get right to it, the run game. Denard Robinson had a huge game last week. Gerhardt might be back in the mix this week. Does D-Rob do it again?
Well, I'm fascinated to see what Toby Gerhardt can do if he indeed plays. You know, it's hard to know how much the foot bothered him, but I think it's going to be D-Rob for the majority of the carries. And it's going to be interesting to see if he can do that, because I think the Dolphins will play the Jaguars differently on defense.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, the Browns played with a deficient box. Now, they did adjust in the second half, and the Jaguars had 104 of their 185 yards in the second half. So he did prove that he can do it. We just, in 2013, we saw Denard Robinson run hard between the tackles. And it surprised us, because that wasn't what we expected to see. And then 2014, we don't see it until the Browns game. So I'll believe it when I see it, but he's proven that he can do it. Now,
right. The
other side of the coin is, you know, how many carries can he handle?
And a better Miami defense than the Browns defense.
Absolutely,
up front,
yeah.
I think.
They were really, they weren't all that good anyway, but then they were injured. That changed the dynamic.
And speaking of that Miami defense, Blake Bortles has to try to figure them out, too. It was a tough game through the air for Blake last week, 3 interceptions, but he's facing the best defense. Is he facing the best defense he's seen this year?
Well, he's certainly facing the best pass rusher he's seen in Cameron Wake. Okay. I mean, he is explosive. And for a guy who played in Canada and isn't all that big, people, they get him now, but they didn't take him as seriously. And he was disruptive as all get out in Chicago last week. And you've got Austin Pazder on the right side. He's not a fleet-footed guy. And you don't have Mercedes Lewis. I mean, I remember the day when Mercedes could line up against Dwight Freeney and handle Dwight Freeney as much as anyone could handle Dwight Freeney.
I'd say the Chargers' defense is as good as Miami's is, but it's a huge test for Blake. You want to see Blake cut down the interceptions a little bit. He's going to throw them, but you want to see him still stay aggressive, but he's got to cut that down a little bit. In the short term, if they want to win, he's got to cut that down. In the long term, for his development, I don't worry about the interceptions.
A lot of changes on defense this week, too. Paul Posluszny out for the rest of the year. JT Thomas moves to the middle, and Bob Babich said this week, I mean, he's seen JT Thomas since the Bears got him to begin with and has seen his development. He's confident in what JT can do in the middle.
Well, he is, but he's got to do it. And I think what you're really going to miss with Paz this week is the Dolphins are a team. It was striking to hear the Jaguars defensive players talk about how much they respect the Dolphins offense, especially Ryan Tannehill. And he brings so much with the read option. They actually said this is a more dangerous offense in some ways than the Eagles because of that. JT Thomas has to sort of match what Paz could do in terms of getting his guys in position.
I think he will match to a degree what Paz can do in terms of running, because he runs better than Paz does. And with that read option, and they move Tannehill out of the pocket a lot to throw the intermediate routes, I think JT actually will be fine there. My worry with him is tackling, because I've seen him miss tackle after tackle after tackle this year. And he was better last week against the Browns. So this week, I think he will fit very, very well. But as he goes forward through the season, he's going to have to finish tackles.
Their leader's gone, and that worries you.
And we stay on defense. The run defense the last couple weeks has been very good. You know, but traditional running games against them, as you said, read option this week, a little bit different for a run defense that's been good for the Jaguars the last couple of weeks.
You know, I think that the run defense, and we all knew when they bring in Red Bryant, okay, you're going to be better. When Tyson Alualu can rotate in, and when you can rotate Sendarik, who is playing, you know, 65, 70 snaps a game, they should be better against the run because they are bigger up front. They've got more speed at linebacker. I think that we will see this consistently the rest of the season, you know, barring health. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to see them give up 200 yards rushing over the second half of the season because I think they're pretty good at it.
On Sunday, you got to set the edge, and you got to – this is such a gap.
Listen to Loggins.
Key game.
Well,
no, I mean, all you heard was the players talk about it.
No,
this
you're
week.
Right.
And it's key against Ryan Tannehill. I mean, this guy is more dangerous running than I think a lot of, you know, fans realize.
They've gotten a good pass rush the last couple weeks. They're second in the league in sacks because they stopped the run. Mm-hmm. Early in the season when they couldn't stop the run, how can you get after the quarterback? You can't create turnovers like they did last week unless you stop Ben Tate. If you can stop Ryan Tannehill and Miller, I mean, that's, you know, he's not a bad player. But if you can stop Tannehill, you can get after him and create turnovers, which we know this offense needs.
Let's finish with this. Jaguars have seen improvement the last few weeks. That's noted, of course, but certainly last week the result was there, the win. Well, how do you get better from that? What's the next step?
Well, I think what's intriguing about this game, they played well last week. Maybe their best game under Gus Bradley. And I think it's starting to be time to not grade the team on a curve anymore. I mean, it's not the expansion team-like thing that we saw last season. So I think getting better starts to be about winning now. I mean, I don't think you can say anymore, well, they lost by 14, they lost by 7, so it's okay. I think everybody's sort of starting to feel like this is normal again, and it's time to start judging them that way.
You know, I like the way that Bortles took over after the onside kick in Tennessee and got the team in position. I mean, it would have been very easy to look at a rookie quarterback and go, okay, what are you going to do here? And then last week at the end of the half with the three big throws to get him in position, it's hard not to see that now with a bit of a running game and a defense that's playing consistently and not expect them to be able to play better and win some ball games in the second half of the season. How many? I mean, anybody's guess. But when you've got Denard Robinson and Allen Robinson and Cecil Shorts, all these guys starting to contribute, I think you're right. I think the curve is gone. It's time to win some.
Big test on that front, because if they win this, it'll be the best team they've beaten in this Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell era.
The Dolphins are 3-3, but probably a little better than the record indicates. The Jags are 1-6. Kickoff 1 o'clock Sunday at Everbank Field. We'll see you next week before the Jags visit Cincinnati.